What is up, everybody? Monday night, day after WrestleMania, and I'm feeling all right. So, yeah, man, case of the Mondays today, right? I kind of don't understand how people, get anything done. I guess I maybe I understand now why people have jobs and they go to offices. I think it's not because, it's better mentally, but it's better because you're away from a house and you're stuck doing one job, so you can actually progress and do things. Unlike me, where I'm handling 50 different unrelated things at the same time. Let's see, bathroom remodel, home refinance, trying to move some retirement money around. Oh yeah, I have a law firm, all simultaneously. So today was just one of those fucking days where just shit wasn't working. The normal 50% of the day trying to get electronics to work, another 20% of the day resetting passwords. I'm not even making this up. It's so sad. I don't even know where to start. Like, it gets to a point when it comes to me and electronics where I can't even answer my phone. Or like, if somebody answers or calls me and I answer, nobody can hear me. Like, it's electronics just for years don't work around me. And even my friends are like, yeah, that's really weird. So, kind of weird day, but today is about having to do other people's jobs all of the time. And, I know the routine. It's like, pay somebody to do things, outsource things. It'll free up a lot of time. Why do you always do so many things yourself? And I know exactly why I do things myself, and it's because every time I try to get other people to do things for me, they fuck it up, and I end up having to do it myself. So the most recent example is today. I'm trying to move some money around from one retirement fund to another one, because, long story short, I don't know if some of you guys know this, but you can actually purchase real estate with your retirement money. And no, I'm not referring to taking a loan from your 401k. I'm actually stating you can use the money inside of your 401k and have your 401k own the real estate. A lot of people don't know that. Or your IRA, as they call it here in the States as well. So I've been moving money around to have a deal happen, and I've never done something like this before, so okay, I'm gonna go to a company that specializes in this stuff. One of the biggest ones, I think, in the US. They're like, oh no, just do it like this. We'll do it for you. We'll take care of all the paperwork. You don't have to do anything. Blah, 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 blah. Time is of the essence, by the way. So what ends up happening? I end up calling E-Trade, trying to figure out, okay, well, where are we in this process? Is it moving forward? How come it hasn't happened yet? And it's not even E-Trade's fault. It's the seller company's fault, who I won't mention and give free publicity to. But they like it. So the more I dug with E-Trade, the more E-Trade's like, huh, well, we're looking at what they gave us and they have mistakes on it. I'm like, what? So not only are there mistakes on the forms that they gave E-Trade, but E-Trade's telling me they can't do it that way. They're like, well, first they're like, you need to fill out one of our, you as the client need to fill out one of our forms to disperse these funds. And I'm like, well, fuck, this other company didn't tell me that. They said they handle everything. They're like, nope, that's not how it works. So then what ends up happening is I end up downloading this form. It's this fucking 15-page form. I'm like, oh my God, man. And I don't know all this shit. Like, I don't deal with this stuff. It's not my area, right? And I'm like, fuck. And then E-Trade won't help me fill in the form because they do the same normal song and dance of, oh, you gotta have to tax preparer do it. I'm like, dude, this isn't even a tax form. Why the fuck would I have a tax preparer do it? Like, it's your motherfucking form. Don't you love that with businesses? That's one thing I found really annoying in this day and age. Like, every time you ask somebody for help, they're like, ask a CPA, or ask a lawyer, or ask a doctor. I'm asking you, motherfucker. It's your form. So, anyway, so this took up my whole day, and I fell down this rabbit hole, which I've always been avoiding, but here I am again, and this is why I never get anything done every day. I now find myself trying to in five like over the course of the day, I'm trying to become an expert in 401k rollovers. Like, I swear to God, like, and it's such a nuanced thing. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to learn this shit in like a few hours? I can't. It's so fucking nuanced. And like, I'm just increasingly getting agitated. Like, how, why am I even in this situation? And why am I paying? Why did I pay? Why does this company want all this money for me to do it when I'm basically fucking, they're misguiding me because they don't know the simple fact that what I find out at the end is you can't roll over a 401k solo to an IRA without triggering some significant tax consequences. So it's a bunch of bullshit. I'm pissed off. Like, I was getting pretty agitated because I'm like, why the fuck, this is why I can never, I always, this is why I always end up doing everything by myself. So there was that. And anyways, it's still unfolding. I still have to fucking deal with it. It's just a real thorn in my side, man, but whatever. But here we are. That's that. So, anyways, it was my, one thing I'll say though is it looks like, I hope, Mr. Jelly is feeling better. I went to the vet with him. He had these skin issues the other day that have been lingering, and it was getting worse, and I couldn't, I had to take him to the vet. So, I hope these antibiotics are gradually kicking in. He's still kind of lethargic and not feeling well, but the skin's looking a little better, so let's see what happens to my little baby. So today's about, growth and, not overwhelming yourself. Every day, I've noticed, it can be death as you grow older. It's death by a thousand paper cuts, as they say, where like you have this big dream that you're working on, but you can almost rarely ever get to it because you're busy putting out fires all day. And as they say, it's like death by a thousand paper cuts because like you get caught up doing all these tiny little fucking things, each of which take a lot of time cumulatively. And you're doing so many of these tiny little things that you run out of time each day, and your day's over and you haven't done anything towards that big dream you have. And so the question is, well, how the fuck do you do it? A couple of ways to do it. Number one, don't get married and don't live with a boyfriend or girlfriend until you have made some pretty significant progress on your dream. I'm serious. I mean, some people, yeah, you can get married and that your spouse will help you get there in some cases, especially if you don't have the discipline. But if you have the discipline, if you have that discipline, then like independently, don't get married and don't have any kids until you've made some real headway into your goals. Because I'm telling you, when that happens, your time is going to get depleted and you're not even going to know where it went. So, and also do it when you're young. Young, what's young? Like now, like right now, like 20, when you're in your 20s, early 30s. Because as you get older, time starts going really fucking fast. I don't know, like time is different for different people, but everybody that is getting older always says the same thing. And I've said this in an earlier podcast where 60 Minutes did an interview with like people that were over the age of 100, and they all said the same thing. They said, the shitty thing, sorry, it's almost like 1 a.m. The shitty thing about getting old is that every time you blink, like another week has passed. And it's because your perception of time, I don't think, personally, I don't even think time is that linear. I mean, it is linear in the sense that it moves in one direction, but it moves at different speeds for different people, for sure. It's not the same thing. Like we have these units of measure we call seconds and minutes and hours, ultimately days, weeks, years. However, let's say a 5 minute period to John down the street isn't a 5 minute period to Mr. International. And you have to respect that. So if you want to, achieve your dreams, first of all, declutter your mind with what you think you need to do to make money and focus on what do you love to do? What's your passion? And then go out and do it. Lock your door. Like I had a client recently where her daughter's a pretty well-known actress. Her Daughter's now gone from acting to being a huge YouTube sensation from singing. She sings. Great singer. And she said, yeah, my daughter just like, she'll lock herself in her room and do all this shit. And so you have to be super focused, which is exactly why I say don't have a family before you make some progress, if you have the choice. And by the way, if you already do have a family, it doesn't mean you're fucked. It just means it's going to be harder. You're going to need a lot of support. But, you need to just fucking find out what you love to do. Don't be afraid to change course and lock yourself in your room and fucking just start pounding this shit out. But do what you're good at and what comes easy to you. With me, I struggle daily with electronics. I mean, like I said, I can't even swipe my phone to open up. It's just, there's some sort of field around me that break, and I won't say break, but it makes electronics malfunction. And that's a very difficult. Why? Because, well, most jobs you do require computers. All phone, mom's cell phones or cell phones. And when you're battling those two things, simple things every day, your days can become pretty draining. Today, I spent, I think, what amounted to almost 40 minutes trying to scan a total of 4 pages. I'm not making it up. I'd scan, and then after it would finish scanning, the software, Adobe, would close without saving. It would just close. It's like, okay, I finished scanning, so I guess you don't need me anymore. Close. I just got so frustrated with it. And then I tried to open up a different scanning software, and then that wouldn't work. And I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I did. I went fucking full crazy on it. I took my cell phone. I took a picture of the page. I uploaded it. Or sorry, I emailed it to myself on my cell phone, re-downloaded it from my computer, and turned it into a PDF. And then I combined the PDFs just to for 4 fucking pages. Death by a thousand paper cuts. Did you realize how absurd that was? Like, it makes you want to take this computer and the scanner and take a fucking sledgehammer to both of them because you want to hurt them that bad. It reminds me of the movie Office Space, where these guys are so sick and tired of the fucking photocopy machine that they bring it out to the middle of a field and they start like doing leg drops and arm drops, elbow drops on it, and just destroying it. But that's life, man. So that was my day. Pretty frustrating day. I don't know what to say. Is this what life is? You're just this fucking robot doing these mundane, absolutely stupid, irrelevant tasks, dreaming of what could be one day, and that day never comes. Is that what it is? So, thanks for listening to my frustration today. It's been good therapy. Why don't you leave your comments with what frustrates you every day, and let's bask in our sorrow. So he's yawning. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Talk to you motherfuckers on the next one.